You're listening to WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio.
Get the peanut butter out of here!
The Department of Veterans Affairs is so innovative, it not only improves the lives of veterans, it transforms the lives of healthcare professionals who serve them with access to the latest technologies and remarkable benefits. Transform your future at vacareers.va.gov.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 29th, the Office of Student Experience is hosting their XOXO Red Dragons event, where you could drop by and take a moment to write a letter home to your family, friends, or supporters. This event will be happening from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the Hunt Union Lobby. On Thursday, April 30th, the annual Juried Student Show will have its reception in the Martin Muller Gallery in Fine Arts. Check out over 90 pieces of work by over 70 students highlighting different themes and mediums from over the academic year. The reception will be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., but the gallery will be open until May 2nd. Also on Thursday, the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center will be hosting a Paint and Sip with Pride event happening from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. in the Leatherstocking Room in Hunt Union. Spots are limited, so RSVP to the event to guarantee your spot. Also on Thursday, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of A Day in Hollywood, A Night in Ukraine at 7:30 p.m., with subsequent showings on Friday and Saturday, also at 7:30 p.m. at the Goodrich Theater in Fine Arts. Tickets are available online or at the ticket booth in Fine Arts. On Friday, May 1st, the Gender Equality and Rights Society will be hosting their Plant Your Pot event in the President's Garden from 1 to 2 p.m., where students can go and plant seeds to take home and let grow. Also on Friday, WONY will be hosting our executive board elections happening at 3 p.m. in IRC4. And on Saturday, May 2nd, the O-Fest Fair for 2026 begins at 1 p.m. in the Quad, with the O-Fest concert happening at 7 p.m. in the Dewar Arena. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Yo, what's up, everyone? DJ Nasra Mark 2 here.
Episode like 114, I think. We two, Friday morning, 6 days of class left. And this is episode like 114, I think. We got the amazing Gavin back on today. Gavin's going to try to convince himself and myself that Kiss is a good band. I'm not sure either of us are going to be convinced by the end of this, but the album covers are pretty cool.
Yeah, the album covers are great. I'm convinced that they have a few good songs.
I don't know if I'm convinced or not convinced. We will see. Before that happens, can you turn the headphone thing still cranking? It's cranking, right?
Cranking.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't even work over here. I'm on the other side of the studio today, so it's always weird when I'm over here.
The problem is that it clips on the delay. So your mic is always like slamming.
I think I'm just loud.
Well, you are, but it's like on the headphone.
Oh, it's clipping on that.
No, it's not.
Oh, wait, there it goes.
Here, I just turned the headphone thing up.
Sorry for the technical difficulties, everybody. I'm sure you wanted to hear all about that this morning.
Still getting this thing worked out.
It's weird. I'm over on the other side. It's weird being on the other side, the interviewer's side, because you can't really see the other person's face. You can kind of see. So Gaz's been on a bunch of times. Let's just talk about the elephant in the room or the bull in the China Club, whatever you want to call the thing. Number one, the Knicks.
Yeah, the Knicks.
Insanity. The Knicks were up by like 50 at one point last time before the half ended. It was totally insane. That's Gaz's favorite team. And then mine's the Nuggets, and they just are terrible. Mm-hmm. I stayed up too late watching the game and crying into my pillow. So now that I'm done crying and everything is, I can get on with my life.
Hold on. This might be even muted. It says muted on the board. Program one. Are we on the air?
I don't know.
Hold on. I don't know. Boy.
Oh, I don't know. Are we on?
Rough day here.
Like it's
it says program one muted.
No, we're going to check it out. I'm going to go to Wony FM. Why are we having so many difficulties this morning? I think it's because Gav's on the other side of the board here. Let's see if I go to the if anybody's listening and wants to go and hit this thing and see if it's going on. Oh, it's going.
Okay. Yeah, it is. Okay.
Yeah, we're live.
It says muted, but whatever. Yeah. Maybe. Okay.
Yeah, we're live. This is what happens when I leave Gav in charge. He's like the tech guy, too, and he's over there, doesn't know what's going on. Okay, Knicks, awesome. I'm going for the Knicks, San Antonio.
Yeah, I mean, I would like Knicks, OKC in a situation where the Knicks beat OKC. If the Knicks lost to Oklahoma City, I would not like that.
Okay, yeah, I agree. I just don't want OKC to make it. I like San Antonio. I kind of like Wemby.
Yeah, I mean, I like San Antonio a lot more than OKC.
Yeah. Agreed. So the other end of the spectrum, sports-wise, is hockey. And the Penguins are out. So for me, I'm going Buffalo. I want Buffalo to beat the Bruins. That game's tonight. And if they win, they're into the next round, which would be awesome. And against all rational concepts, my second team I wanted is the Philadelphia Flyers. And the only reason is because I want Gritty, the mascot, to hold the cup. I need that to happen sometime in my life because I think it's important for hockey. Otherwise, I generally go for some kind of Canadian team.
Yeah, I always want a Canadian team to win. I mean, I was like a Red Wings fan. Growing up, I mean, I guess I just don't follow hockey that
Another
much.
Out.
But I was, yeah. I mean,
they're disgruntled as well.
They were really a dynasty for a long time.
Oh, yeah, man. Iserman.
But, yeah, I kind of default to the Canadian teams now.
Yeah.
The Oilers are still in, right?
Yeah. I think so.
I mean, to the point where yesterday I'm like, who are the Mammoth? Like, I had to look. Like, I'm out of
Yeah, no, there's some really.
Where I'm like, who's this team?
I also saw, let's see, so Minnesota beat Dallas. Dallas is out. Oh, wait a minute. Anaheim took down Edmonton.
Anaheim.
Oh, God. So Anaheim's in. Nobody wants Anaheim in there. We got Tampa Bay, Montreal. Montreal's up by one. We want the Lightning out.
Yeah.
We want Montreal. And then we got Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo.
Buffalo is good. We got Vegas leading Utah. And then we have Philly, Carolina. Nobody wants Carolina. Who wants the Hurricane? No, nobody wants these teams. Terrible. Who are these teams? Nobody wants them.
I think Carolina won last year, didn't they?
Oh, God.
I know Florida did.
Florida, Carolina, Colorado. Nobody wants these teams. There's a hockey team in Florida. What's going on here? What's going on in this world? Anyways, what else is going on?
It's the end of the semester.
End of the semester. We got 6 days left up here. And we're always talking about, I'm always bringing up Kiss. Like, I don't know why. If I don't like him, why I keep bringing him up?
I think you're like a closeted Kiss fan.
Maybe I am. I don't know. We're going to figure it out now, though. What are we going to play first? We're going to listen to some Kiss songs.
Yeah.
And figure out if they're good or not.
See if they're good. I mean, I'm going to play, like I said, I like this song, and I really like it because it reminds me of the intro to Beavis and Butthead. So
that's a good reason.
I mean, right there. Yeah. Let's see. Hold on. Let me get my act together. Okay, we'll play this.
Gav's in charge. What are we listening to?
Cold Gin.
We'll be right back. Okay.
So you convinced yet?
Okay, I'll have to say this. It is the Beavis and Butthead, yes. Yeah, it reminds me of that. The mix is really weird. For listening to it in the studio here. The lyrics are ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, the recordings are all pretty all over the place on these early albums.
Yeah, and it's way slower. You you sped it up a little bit. But, because when it came on, I was like, this isn't really rocking. It was like really slow. It's like geriatric
gym. Yeah, it's like laid back, glam metal, whatever this was at this time.
My favorite part, though, is either, oh, yeah, like a bunch of times, or, which is like so bad. Like I was telling him, it reminds me of, I think we wrote a song. What was the name of it? I had this song that went, when I was in high school, I with John Broder in the band, I was called Love Buckets. The Love Buckets. And we recorded this.
I mean, that sounds like it could be a Kiss song name, actually.
No, 100%. It was we recorded it in the basement of his house using it might have been Sony, like a Sony double tape deck.
Oh, nice.
And we just had one mic input in the front.
Yeah.
And we just kept bouncing the tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because we didn't have any track machines.
Yeah.
We did, and it, you know, at the end of the recording was like,
yeah.
It was awesome, though. We had an album called Flaccid. It had this frog on it, and it had like five legs on it and like a ruler next to it. It was really funny. I'll see if I can find it. Okay, Cold Gin. I'm going to give that song a 6 out of 10.
That's higher than I thought.
Yeah, it still fails, but it's I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10, mainly all 6 points for making me laugh.
Yeah, no, it's entertaining, like one way or another.
Correct. Know? It'd be interesting if they'd never seen them and just heard it. That's the hard part with Kiss. Like, you're thinking about, like, okay, what if I just take this at face value without knowing what the makeup and the show thing is? And whether or not I would listen to it.
Yeah. I kind of wish, we were talking about this, that, like, as a kid growing up, you, like, see the album covers, and you're like, man, this band, like, it looked pretty brutal. Like, they look crazy, and then you, like, hear them as, like, a 12-year-old, and you're like, oh. You see them, like, bopping around on stage, and you're like, oh, this isn't quite... Like, I thought they were going to sound like Slayer or something when I was 10.
And how is Paul Stanley doing that sexy dance and not falling over in those platforms?
I mean, yeah, there's, like, 6-inch platforms.
Those shoes?
With, like, a crazy bodysuit that's open in the chest. Like, the whole the whole look is pretty...
The hair. From... Jersey, right? Is that where are they from?
They're from Queens.
Oh, they're from Queens. Yeah, they're the hair. There's a lot of hair going on, a lot of chest hair.
Yeah, I can imagine, like, God, doing the laundry for those costumes.
Oh, God. Jesus. Nice. Okay, on that note, that was Cold Gin.
Yeah.
That's off of which album?
I think it's just called Kiss.
That's off the first album.
It's the second album.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's the first album?
Hotter Than Hell.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. For some reason, okay.
Yeah, I like that album, too. And that recording is epically bad, but it's got some good songs on it. I don't have it on vinyl, unfortunately, though.
Okay, I'll find it. I guess I'll buy some of these. You can always find them, like, beat-up copies.
Yeah, like, I don't think I paid for all those records more than, like, $10 for three of them. Total.
Yeah, I'm sure those first like 5 or 6 hours were so mass produced. I do want to get, just for artistic purposes, I want to buy the 4 solo albums because I like the artwork on the cover.
Yeah, that's the best part of those, I think.
That's the best part of anything from now, I'm figuring right now. But Eddie, on that method, what are we going?
Okay,
second?
I'm too lazy to switch albums, so I'm gonna do another song from this album.
Okay.
This is Deuce, which I think this one's a good one, too.
Okay.
So
Deuce.
Yeah, it's like a lot of good jokes going on.
Got some deep lyrical content going on here, everybody.
Yeah, let me see where I cued the record. I think it's close. Okay. Hold on, let me see. ¶¶
You know the man is working hard. He's worth a deuce.
Rolling live. There we go. Okay. All right. So this one was better. This one was better. All right. What he says? Is that what he says?
Do it.
Oh, do it. Do it.
I mean, you can only think of Mr. Roxo or
It's Dr. Roxo. Dr. Roxo.
Yeah.
I do a lot of cocaine. okay. So. This one was so Spinal Tappy. It just sounded like a Spinal Tap riff. And you could easily change the lyrics to something that would be Spinal Tap related. But before we go on, it's awesome. On albums, obviously, a lot of times there was inserts or whatever. And there's one that's a Kiss Army paraphernalia. I'll put some pics up on the link here. But you can buy the Rock and Roll Over songbook. You can buy some belt buckles, which look pretty cool. Okay, the belt buckle that's got the Kiss logo on it is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, I would wear that, maybe. Okay, but on the back of it is the Kiss questionnaire. Kiss wants to know about you. Okay, here we go. This is what it says. I'm going to read this before, because as a member of the Kiss Army, you can learn all of the inside news about Kiss, but Kiss wants to know more about you. Please help fulfill their fantasies by answering the following questionnaire. How old are you? Sex. Brief description of yourself. Favorite magazines, radio stations, TVs. When do you watch TV the most? Check appropriate time. There's like a ton of times on here. When do you listen to the radio most? What's your favorite recording artist? What records have you bought this year? What are the last three you bought?
Wow.
How did you find out about this album?
Now Google just knows all this stuff.
Google knows it, yeah. Others. What are the last three movies you've seen? How many Kiss concerts have you gone to? Let's see. If I want to join the Kiss Army, it's $5.
That's not bad. Should we call the number like you did before?
Oh, yeah, we try. I don't know if there is a number.
We'll write.
There's no number.
Well, I think I'm finally ready to join the Kiss Army.
You will receive the following if you enlist. It is called enlist, which is amazing. If you enlist in the Kiss Army for $5, that's a long, I mean, that's probably a good chunk of money in the 70s, right?
Bucks.
You receive the following. The official Kiss Army news, published quarterly, by the way. Your personal Kiss Army membership card.
Wow.
A Kiss discography. information about all the Kiss albums and singles, biographies on Gene, Peter, Paul, and Ace, and Mary, an official membership charter certificate, suitable for framing, by the way, a Kiss Army full-color iron-on patch. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, there's probably some great, great merch.
Right? A full-color poster, 22 inches by 35 inches, by the way. That's a big poster. And an 8x10 colored group photo plus black and white concert photos. That's all for $5, folks.
Man,
you can cut out the little thing on the bottom of this and send it in.
Maybe I'll send it in.
That's right. There is no phone number, so we cannot call this time, but you have to, it's going all the way to California. Woodland Hills, California is where Kiss Army is located.
Oh.
We could write them.
Well, there's also on the actual album jacket, there's Kiss fan mail goes to Grand Central.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Interesting.
1976.
76?
Yeah.
Okay. So what year was that first album? 74? No. Wasn't that early, was it?
Before that, is there a date on this?
Maybe it was that early.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be, because this is the second. Like, their first album must be in the...
Yeah, okay, that's crazy.
They're like, join the Kiss Army, or we're in Vietnam.
You or Vietnam.
The real army.
Or yeah, you could be... Come on, are you going to the real army? You're going to the Kiss Army, everybody. Come on, come on now. Okay. Anyways, this is ridiculous. It's gotten to the point of ridiculousness. So are we switching albums?
Yeah. No, we're over to Rock and Roll Over now.
Okay. This is my favorite album cover.
No, it's great. I mean, the
which one's your favorite album cover?
I think Dressed to Kill was my favorite album cover, which I don't even have, and I don't think the album is that good, but I always thought that one stood out. They looked cool because they, like, dressed up in suits and whatever. But Rock and Roll Over is great.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
The Destroyer looks like they're going, whee! Like, they're, like, jumping up in the... That looks terrible.
Like, they got into, like, the...
Oh, you have that?
Yeah.
Look at that. They're like, we're friends.
Yeah, it's like kind of like a Frazetta ripoff.
Yeah,
artist guy, and I mean, then the Love Gun one is even more ridiculous.
But. Yeah, agree. Well, the fact that there's an album and a song called Love Gun to begin with is just, you know, whatever. People saying that AC/DC is bad and
targeted towards like 14-year-olds.
Yes.
I'm not sure what their, like, target audience was.
14-year-old boys.
But yeah, right? Like, is that, that's...
13-year-old boys.
Yeah.
10-year-old boys.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't, like, 20-year-old guys. I feel like it was, like, teenagers, early teenagers were, like, heavy into Kiss.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ed Furlong
was into it. Okay, so we're switching to Rock and Roll Over. What are we putting on?
All right, this might be my... This is one of my favorites. another Gene song.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a big Gene vocal fan.
Yeah, I'm noticing. So what is this one?
Dr. Love.
Oh, okay. This one's awesome.
Yeah. Let me see if I got it right.
Awesomely bad, but let's put it on.
Yeah.
Wow, there's some weird embedded low vocals in there, like when you hear it on the headphones. Okay, let's talk about this for a minute. Number one, the vocals are super hot on this recording. They're like beyond hot. And then, but here's my take on this also. So it starts with bah, 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 and then they're like, call me Dr. Love in this really bad.
Like the falsetto back.
Falsetto backup vocals. Come on.
Well, you say bad, and that's the things, those are the ones where I say those are good.
That's right, which is super funny. So just so everybody knows, I'm going to read the verses.
Can you read that on there?
Yeah, I think so. Let me see. Can I read the verse? I mean, we just listen to it, right?
The innuendos are really subtle.
They're subtle. Yeah, let's talk. Okay, we don't need to talk about the triple chorus at the end, which wouldn't stop. But here's the first verse. You need my love, baby, oh so bad. You're not the only one I've ever had. Mm-hmm. And if you say I want to set you free, don't you know you'll be in misery? Obviously, they call me Dr. Love.
Yeah.
Calling Dr. Love. Okay, here's the second part. It gets even better. And even though I'm full of sin, in the end, you'll let me in. You'll let me through. There's nothing you can do. You need my loving. Don't you know it's true? It's like a Dr. Seuss book. They should do like a Dr. Seuss version of Kiss. Okay, and here's the last one. Oh, this one's brilliant. So if you please get on your knees, this is Dr. Seuss, right? There are no bills. There are no fees. Sam, I am. Baby, I know what your problem is. The first step of the cure is a kiss.
Yes.
Okay, none of this rhymes. What is going on? They call me Dr. Love. And then it goes into that like three times in a row with a really bad guitar solo. Really bad. Okay. I didn't rate the other one. The other one was... Okay, I was going to give the second song a 65.
Okay.
A 6.5.
Yeah.
Dr. Love, I'm going to pass it.
Oh,
I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10 for listening enjoyability.
Yeah.
In terms of finding it to be absolutely ridiculous.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's even more Spinal Tap than the last one. And yes, the target audience here is a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
That is correct. Which is not me right now. But when I was younger, I had a Gene Simmons doll.
Yeah, you did. Oh.
Yeah, I think I said this. And I had a one of them, I think it was Peter Criss. I had like they had like puzzles.
Puzzles?
Yeah, like a 50-piece puzzle or something like that, you know. That it was like a blue background with just like the character on it. Uh-huh. And I had a Peter Criss one.
Oh wow.
You know, I had the Catman.
Yeah, you're older than me. I was like maybe just around for like remnants. Maybe someone's like older brother had some Kiss stuff or something, but it wasn't like wasn't on the scene when I was a kid.
Yeah, and I couldn't name a song though.
Yeah.
Like we just thought they were cool.
Yeah.
And really mainly it was like Gene Simmons. What's his character's name? Is he like the demon or something or?
Yeah, I don't remember. There's
Kiss.
Starman and. Was Ace is like the alien.
I'm looking this up right here. Kiss. Why is this doing this? It's not doing what the internet is not doing what I want it to be. Okay, let's see what we got. Let's see what we got for names here of the characters. Kiss. Oh, here we go. We got it. Okay, so here's Kiss trivia, right? Paul Stanley, his character was called?
Star Child.
He's not a man yet.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
All that chest hair.
Do you remember the movie or the video?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was that. Like the special effects in that were pretty amazing.
Oh yeah. Okay, so Star Child.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Simmons was the demon.
Okay.
Right. Ace was.
I don't know, something like extraterrestrial thing, right?
Spaceman or Space Ace.
Yeah.
Right? And then Criss was?
The Catman.
Yeah, Catman. Catman.
Catman
too, right?
Cat child.
I almost bought a copy. I was reading this on Wikipedia. The first album of the new era, the Unmasked era, was the platinum certified Lick It Up, which I almost bought the other day and kept threatening to buy, and I did not go back and buy it.
Lick
It Up!
Yeah.
That is a Spinal Tap song.
That gets rough. Yeah.
I don't even understand. Okay. Oh, when they were 16th by the British magazine Classic Rock, as labeled one of the 50 best rock bands of all time, and their 10th on VH1's 100 Greatest Artists of Hard Rock of All Time, and third the best metal and hard rock live band of all time.
Yeah, I know.
Which I understand the live thing, although I listen to live recordings, and I don't think the playing is very good.
It's much less about the playing than
the fire
and
the lights.
And the platform shoes. Blood spitting.
And the blood spitting. That's correct. Okay.
Oh, and the guitars that, catch on fire and sparkle and stuff.
Yeah, he had those, he had smoke that came out of the pickups.
And, sparklers.
Yeah.
In his pickups.
So funny. Look at my guitar blow up on stage while I go,
You really do need to pursue this, rock ensemble Kiss thing.
Oh yeah. Okay. So maybe I'll make a thing. I'm gonna do it today. I'm gonna have more put it on.
You could just find people who really have never played before, like their first band. I think it would be appropriate. And you could be like,
correct.
You want to be in Kiss?
Oh my
God. Have
you
ever played before? They're like, kind of. Perfect.
Okay. I'm gonna do it just for the sake of a joke, and we're gonna see who wants to sign up. So I'm going to send an email out today to all the music students up here. I'm telling everybody what I'm doing and see who wants to be in a Kiss rock ensemble next semester.
But they have to be in costume.
Oh, they have to. There's no other. I mean, they have to put everything on. Yeah. Like there's no. And maybe I can get the school to pay for part of the outfits.
Yeah.
Reasonable, right?
Someone to sew them up or something.
Yeah, we have a shop here.
Yeah, I'm sure the costume shop and theater would love to do that.
Yeah, they had nothing better to do.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I can't. Okay. What? We're losing another song on this album?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This one's a real banger. Okay. I almost can't hold a straight face playing it.
What are we playing?
Hard Luck Woman.
Oh, Jesus.
Just imagine that it's a like a Rod Stewart song, and then it makes sense.
Okay, that's
hold on.
If never I met you, I'd never have seen you cry. If not for a first hello, we never have to say goodbye. If never I held you, my feelings would never show. It's time I start walking, but there's so much you'll never know. Telling you, hard luck woman, you ain't a hard luck woman. Red Sailor's only daughter, a child of
Paul, where you going? You got to keep on moving. All right. Hard luck, woman. I got something to say to you. You should have out of my bed. Is it her that a bird in a bed? Oh, hard luck, woman. Okay, is it Maggie May or is it Hard Luck Woman? I mean, gee, that's a direct ripoff of that song. I mean,
you know, they have the softer side.
Softer side. Okay. That one gets a 4. I mean, that's just a blatant ripoff of Maggie May, which I actually like. Mm-hmm. Like, I like Maggie May because it's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't hate Rod Stewart.
No, I mean, Rod Stewart is, how can you hate Rod Stewart? I mean, I guess you could, but like, he had some bad, you know, his version of Waits' Downtown Train is still left to be desired. But, you know, Rod was pretty cool when he was in The Faces. Was it The Faces or Faces? Or,
yeah.
And, like, Hot Legs is awesome.
Hot Legs.
If you want my body. Even that, even that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. He did some crossover disco stuff.
Blondes Have More Fun. Is that the name of that album or something? I think so, right? Something like that. He did a lot of crossover stuff. He's still like doing stuff.
Yeah, no, I think he's like still, he could be like touring still for all I know.
Yeah, he probably is.
80.
He was, who is he married to? He's married to the,
I think he's been married
Kathy
to
Ireland?
A lot of people. An 80s, 90s supermodel, I feel like.
Rod Stewart. Hold on, let's take a look at who was Rod. Oh, he's 81. Sir
Rod Stewart, yeah.
Oh, Sir Rod Stewart.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay, I didn't know that. Okay. Children. Oh, Rachel Hunter.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Rachel Hunter.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, okay. Faces. It was not The Faces, just Faces. The Jeff Beck Group.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was in that for a little. He was Jeff Beck's, yeah, The Faces. Interesting. Yeah, he's still... Let me see, a Rod Stewart. We're not even talking about Kiss anymore. I'm like, it was so bad. I have to
let us over to Rod.
Is he? He's touring.
Yeah,
okay.
No, that's what I said. I think he's like.
He's not touring. You know what he's got?
Hmm.
Well, he's got a residency in Vegas.
Vegas, sure.
That's which is like makes
the
ultimate
sense. Yeah.
He's just hanging out in the Western area. Oh, no, wait. We can go see him at Jones Beach on July 31st.
Wow.
If anyone wants to see Rod Stewart, you can go see Rod Stewart.
We'll, like,
at
yell,
Jones
like,
Beach.
For Hard Luck Woman for him to play.
That's right. Play Hard Luck Woman. He'd be like, they stole my song.
Yeah, like, I want to see who wrote that. It's like, sometimes it's like a song on an album where you're like,
it'd be awesome if it just said Rod Stewart.
It's like a random dude comes in and writes a song, like, really out of the ordinary.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, if you look at the cover of that album, right, once again, which is, like, totally badass, and then you hear that song.
Yeah.
No.
No, I know. I mean, that.
It's got a cool Kiss Army insert.
This is for Destroyer.
Oh, that's for Destroyer. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. So I think we're moving out. What time is? How does the time go so fast? Okay, what are we listening to?
We're gonna hear Detroit Rock City.
Great.
You know, and then
this one's probably, and then we're going to end with the obvious one.
What's the obvious one?
Shout It Out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
That's on this album,
those
too.
Are the best.
Yeah, we're going to end with the Shout It Out loud because I mean, that one's kind of whatever.
I like that one. Okay, we'll listen.
Here's Detroit Rock City. This one probably is going to be good.
Pontiac, Michigan youth was reported dead at the scene of a head-on collision on Grand Avenue this morning. He was reported to driving on the wrong side of the boulevard when he struck a delivery truck and was catapulted through the windshield of his car. The driver of the truck is reported to be uninjured. Identities of both men are being withheld by local police. County legislators today are expected to rally in the aid of striking longshoremen in hopes of ending the 9-month deadlock.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going to give this an 8.5 out of 10 for Kiss. Like, all these, once again, these I'm ranking these not on actual things, just in the Kiss world, is an 8.5. You had said something when this was playing, and I'm going to even say this. This is like an outtake of, like, technical ecstasy or Never Say Die.
Yeah, yeah, like when Black Sabbath has had too many drugs and, like, couldn't hold it together anymore.
And they're like, you need to put an album out.
They're like, all right.
Like, and they're like, let's create this album where there's an elevator with two, like, you know, like a male and a female organ on it shooting oil at each other or whatever it is. And then we'll have this song called Detroit Rock City. And,
yeah, I mean, I was impressed with the gimmick, but they really, the car thing, they really carried it over throughout the whole, like, the whole song. Has, like, a car background.
Correct.
Sound.
And also, there's some cool riffs in there, and it's interesting. It does an Iron Maiden thing before Iron Maiden did it, which is kind of cool.
Harmonized.
Like, yeah, that harmonized. Thing. But it was like this, but it's also like the same chord progression from, like, a million Sabbath tunes.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Sabbath thing with that, you know, whatever. Interesting. Okay, so that's probably going to be the best one.
Yeah, I mean, I think you might like the last one.
Yeah, we're just going to go straight into this because I don't know what else. I'm still not, I mean, you know, whatever. Am I convinced that Kiss is good? No, it's terrible. It's still terrible. Do I have a little bit more respect for it? No, but it's a little bit more enjoyable than it was before this morning.
Yeah, you're reminded of how ridiculous it is.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the problem is if I ever hear Rock and Roll All Night again,
yeah,
I don't want to hear that song.
Like I said,
I don't want to hear Beth. I don't want to, although I will leave that on if
Beth
it comes
up. Beth, what would
you do? and I will leave on that I Was Made for Loving You because it is possibly the worst song ever written.
Yeah.
Besides...
What's the
Come Sail Away?
It Bill and Ted, that God gave rock and roll to you.
Oh yeah,
is that on the Bill and Ted soundtrack?
I think it's on the Bill and Ted soundtrack.
That's
it's awesome.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's correct. It's like okay, so this one I kind of like just because it reminds me of hair metal.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, this one is another kind of singular one where you're like, where did you guys come up? Who wrote this one?
Yeah, this one I can understand why people like. Here we go. Shout it out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
And
that was over. Okay.
Wow.
You got to have a party.
I mean, you got to say that. I think during every song, we laughed pretty hard.
We did.
You know.
This was an enjoyable show and an enjoyable morning listening to this. This is absolutely ridiculous. So, okay, I will, for the sake of doing it, I'm going to make it a goal from now to the end of the year.
To get Lick It Up.
To get to buy Lick It Up. I'm gonna look at the discography right now really quick before we end this thing. Okay, I'm gonna buy. Oh man. What's Dynasty? What's on that one?
Yeah.
That album cover is cool.
Yeah, that's okay. Like it's almost the same as the Kiss one.
Man, that's a lot. Okay, I'm going to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's 11 Kiss albums I'm going to try to get before the end of the year.
Wow.
The first 11. These are the order of them, right? Kiss, Hotter Than Hell.
I thought Hotter Than Hell came out before Kiss.
No, it was Kiss, Hotter Than Hell, same year.
Yeah. Okay.
74. Dressed to Kill, Destroyer,
yeah.
Rock and Roll Over,
yeah.
Love Gun.
Yeah.
And then there's the four individual albums and Dynasty.
Dynasty. And then the Alive.
Unmasked is 1980.
The Alive ones are pretty good. Alive and Alive 2.
True. I should get those two. But that's like pulling me into like 13 Kiss albums.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Unmasked is a cool album cover, too. I'm only buying these because of the album covers, by the way. So I'm going to try to buy. I'm going to see if I can get the first, I said 11 albums.
Yeah.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I'm going to try to see if I can get the first 11 albums for under $200.
I like the fact that you're willing to spend $200 on Kiss.
Well, you know, I mean, I collect albums. So, you know, I mean, if I have.
You don't have any Kiss albums.
I have zero. Wow. So, I'm going to keep a tab of this, and we'll see by the end of the year if I can get all Kiss, the first 11 Kiss albums.
If I see any out in the wild, I'll pick it up for you.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be 11. We're looking at like $15 max.
Yeah.
Right? Because if we go 20, we're screwed. I'm over the budget. I'll budget $200 worth of my money. This is ridiculous. This is so stupid. I'm like losing money on this. Anyways, DJ Nas from R2, rocking and rolling. I'm out of here. I'll be back on Monday with Christina Geip from upstairs. We're going to be chatting. Nice. Rock and roll, everybody. Have a great weekend. Have fun at Zara, whatever her name is.
Oh, yeah.
Larson.
All right. See ya.
Later.
90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
What's one of your favorite memories?
That's a tough question. Well, there was this one time I went camping with my parents and a